'Cause I'm the son of a third generation farmer. KFGO Time 6:43. We love to spend Monday mornings in Medina with our KFGO Farm and Ranch Director, Sarah Heinrich.
Morning, Sarah.
Good morning, crew. Had a fun story to cover yesterday with Morehay, Nebraska bound. This is something that I think is just an overwhelming outreach of support from North Dakota producers and from landowners and anybody willing to donate hay. And I just, the number of semis, I was able to cover this story on Monday with a producer, last Monday, I should say, with a producer from Northwest North Dakota. And now today I'm bringing you the story of another convoy of hay that was headed from Jamestown to Omaha. And so it has been absolutely amazing. And it's just really heartwarming to see just the generous outpouring of support.
Well, I love that because you never know when we potentially could need help. And I'm sure the help would be coming from those other states affected and other farmers affected.
Absolutely. And Farm Rescue has done an awesome job of trying to organize this because obviously a lot of people want to donate, a lot of people want to help, but they aren't exactly sure how to. And so Farm Rescue has been one of those organizations that has done a lot of the legwork, a lot of the boots on the ground work, a lot of the organization, trying to get trucks going at the same time. I visited with Carol Belinga, who is with Farm Rescue, and she was one, she not only is one of the organizers with Farm Rescue, but she was also one of the drivers on the trip.
We have hauled probably 30 to 40 loads. I'd have to get an exact number, but we've also been at the drop sites in Nebraska actively on the grounds there for hauling hay that other convoys have taken that far, and we'll deliver it straight to those families if we can get there. So it's been an amazing venture of being boots on the ground down there and then also hauling from many miles away.
Visiting with Carol, she said, I asked them where they were headed, you know, what ranches, what area they were headed to. She said, we headed to a drop site in Omaha. We drop there and then it is dispersed as needed because basically there are so many roads that are still inaccessible that they can't even get to many of the producers or many of the ranches that still need it. And you heard her say, we've been delivering 30 to 40 loads within the last three weeks or more. And so this has just been an ongoing issue.
Well, there's probably isn't going to be much hay there in Nebraska. I mean, just thinking back a week or two when we had spoke to J.D. Gibbs at a radio station there about all the devastating flooding, I think it was all but 13 counties were declared emergency disaster areas because of the flooding in Nebraska.
So much hay has been destroyed. So much hay land has been destroyed. I mean, we're talking about roads that are impassable. You can't even access them. So they're having these trucks come in. They're having them drop at one point, you know, and then they are taking the hay. I know I believe the guard and whatnot is helping in some of that efforts and trying to get the hay out to producers because obviously there are so many roads that they can't even, you know, pass through with semis and whatnot. And so the devastation, she said, you know, is very remarkable. And she made the comments of delivering hope is that, you know, we're not only delivering hay, we're also delivering hope, trying to help these producers get back on their feet. Visiting with the rancher last week, visiting with him as well, he said, this is such a drop in the bucket. I believe that they took, you know, 8 to 12 loads of hay down. And he said, I think it was nine. And he said, this is such a drop in the bucket. Just keep donating because there are so many producers that have been impacted down here.
And Sarah, what's amazing to me, I guess I shouldn't be amazed, is the farmers and ranchers of North Dakota went through a humdinger of a winter themselves.
Yes, absolutely. And so not a lot of producers have a lot of extra hay to give. And if you aren't a rancher yourself, the monetary donations are a huge help. Chris Kubel, who was a trucker, said that helped cover a lot of the fuel costs for them when they were headed down there in the convoy. And so most of these truckers are doing this out of the goodness of their heart, and they are donating their fuel, they are donating their time, and they are just giving that. And so if you have monetary donations that you can help out with, I mean, some of these people have made multiple trips down there, and this isn't their only one. And so if you can help out in any way, it is still much needed in Nebraska. That has been hit exceptionally hard.
And check out Farm Rescue to make a donation then, Sarah?
Farm Rescue is the person to contact if you have any donations, questions, hay, whatnot. They are doing all of the organizing efforts. They have organized now a few convoys, multiple convoys that have headed in that direction.
Excellent. Thank you, Sarah.
We will see you in the next hour.
Sounds good. KFGO Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. She'll be back about 7:25.